really a best. So there's no dam, so it's not safe. So then there's a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, it's not safe, but it's a tailor. So Abaye says, Amos is a but it's not safe if it's a lady a best, but if there's dam, so then it is safe. It is Asia. The intainer of a rap, say they, of a robber, say that is a basre, the epsilon psychos are kevab laid down. Robert Machlekes, whether epsilon psychos are kevab laid down or the epsilon. If we say epsilon psychos are kevab laid down, so lady abeshte is a possibility. But if we say epsilon psychos are kevab laid down, it's not a possibility. So obviously there must be down. Some male that should be safe.
Well, no. Say, we're talking about is that Zainikin?
No, no, that's right. What I say is Zainikin. Suppose she was the lettuce in the midst of the Zainikin, and Yepshub Sakhavet Amso, there was down. So, how can it not be safe? Vimkit this there, the Hocha Bimon Shirim Niki is down, because the whole machlekes is now is only when there is no dam. Well, so lady abeshte, but according to Rove, there is no such thing as a lady abeshte. Now, so many rishonim give the teretz, most rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, they say no. Here, even if it's not a lady abeshte. So it couldn't be seiser because it is b'mei zive. So the loch is damkish b'mei zive is toyer. So it couldn't even be seiser either. It couldn't even be seiser either. Why the Ramban says that? The Rashba says that. What's it called? Itanya Rav Marina Rambam. What Itanya Rav Marina saying there in Ladies and Sellers Visite? At the Berea Koma, not after it's already attached. Even if it's not already attached. Lihishein Damria Zu Girin Klub. Vi Kosaba Name Di Epshal Psychoskeva Vleidam. Ahi Bikesha Chazis. I mean, Dam Leide, that's Keishi. That's Keishi Mamesh. Then Keishi Seiseya to Rav Marinas. The Chidin Shein Dam a Keishi Shalitnei a Leide. The Loi Shalacha a Leide. Roi Mie Seiseya a Palaide in this Seres. Shein Stira Ela Birea. The Havalei Litume Zuki Nigir. Uch Nigas Bitimosa Shein Lo Stira Klau. But meal in Rasa Belede, in Yena Ilodiha. In other words, if it is a lady abeshte, so then even that day is a letter designed here. Because it's not. But if it's not lady abeshte, it's not Seisa all designed here. She doesn't have to start counting the new designed here. But that day is not counted, because it's not not. But the Ramban says, the Feresh, that lady itself is considered, dam lady itself is considered dam kishu. Memela b'meziva itztoya, and it's not seisa. One second, please let me finish it. So, mele it's not seisa. And this is the Ramban. The Rashba says the same thing. The Rashba says the same thing. The Rambam says the same thing. The Magid Mishneh points out the Rambam Shita.
Who says this thing about
Dami Rashi? Not the commentary. The, the,
I mean,
the Rambam says...
Before the
Rashi
Rambam,
yeah, the Rambam, of course. Teisves. Teisves says that Rove, even though Rove himself holds
even though Ravi himself holds that in Psichus HaKedav Leidam, but Ravi says it here, I'll leave the Reb Marines, and Reb Marines holds, Yeishli Psichus HaKedav Leidam. Some Mele, he says, in his Eisea, in the case where it's Ilei Yabeshti. But the Ramban says that even if it is not a Leviyabeshti, it's still not Seisa, because it's Damkiju.
And it would be either to according to Ramban later on?
No, it wouldn't be Eile. That day wouldn't be Eile, but Seisa not. Seinachaname, when Rove says that is Afele, so that is only if it's a Leviyabeshti. But if it's not a Leviyabeshti, that is not Eile. And then here Rovi is saying that it's Eile also Ligabe all the Yimei Tumas later, let's say the 7 days, Zocho, the 14 days. But in Achaname, if it's not a Lidi Abeshte, so that particular day when there was Dam, let's say, on Tuesday she gave birth and there was Dam, so that day is not Eile. When Rovi says, in his says of Eile, he means the other 14 days, not that day, because it's not clean. Not clean. But the Ramban says it's not says all the Zaynikim, even though it's not clean, because it's Dam Kisho, it's Dam Toya, it's Dam Toya. And Teisvus is Chelik. Teisvus is Chelik. Now, the Ramban says like the Ramban. The Rambam Perek Zayin Milchas Isuri Bie Halocha Dalet says Chol Shlishi Liriyoso Liyiz B'yeim Aleide Afil Kol Ayin Kulei B'sheifi Ein Zu Yoledes B'zeif. In other words, we say the Dam Keishi Dam B'meizive that is in comfort, so Istoya. I mean, sorry, in comfort, no. Bikeshi, if not in comfort.
It's in pain.
In pain, yeah. It's toy. But Bishefi, it is stomach. It is stomach. The question is, suppose, you know, today it's a very common thing. The Ramba mentions, Hoshlishi Liyoso Liyaz Beim Alede, Afil Kolayim Kulei Bishefi, Enzilad Vizayf. I mean, how is it possible? I mean, she gives birth Beim Shlishi, and the whole day she's comfortable, has no pain. Well, today it's a very simple thing, you know. They
drugs.
They,
he passes like Chanani.
What?
He passes like Chanani.
No, he doesn't pass like Chanani. He doesn't pass like Chanani. So Hashayim Hashayim Aleide. Oh, you mean? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So it is like Chanani.
Yeah, Chanani, like Chanani. Yeah, all right, you're right. Is the Rambam has a new pshat in Chanani. Okay, he passes like Chanani, yeah, all right, yeah. But the Rambam says, Chol shlishi liriyoso liyez b'yim aleide, afil kolayim kule b'sheifi, ein zu yoledes b'zeif. Kolayim kule b'sheifi. Today it's a very simple thing. All she has to get a certain drug, I mean, so she will not have she'll not have any pain. So the Rambam says even the lady itself is considered damkish, even if she's comfortable. So the Magnishtim points it out. Hadin shikosaf rabbeinu poshetu shafilu yoldo bilikeishi vitzar ein lucho ines godl milede v'yefsha bilikeishi. So in other words,
there was pain, but she didn't know it. She didn't know that she was suffering. She didn't know she was there.
The Rambam is not clear. He doesn't mention an hour of Koshi, though.
Yeah,
no, he says, Afil kol ayim kulei b'sheif.
But he says, kol
ayim kulei b'sheif. Why?
He doesn't mention an hour of Koshi, though.
No, he doesn't mention that.
So what? He's not like anyone.
What?
It's not, it's the Gemara, the Gemara,
No, the Rambam has I don't want to discuss that. The Rambam has a new pshat in Hananya. I mean, at this moment, I don't want to discuss it. Has a new pshat in Hananya. Later, I mean, not like the pshat of the other Rishonim in Hananya. So, because in Hananya, we have one pshat that Hananya is like Rabbi Yeshua. And then the other pshat, the Rashba, not like Rabbi Shis, another halacha. If the third day, which determines that she is Ovik Dele, if 1 hour, or even half an hour, or even a minute, of that third day, she is, so she is Bikeshi, so Mimele, if 1 hour of the third day that determines her as Ovik Dele, is Bikeishi, so then she cannot become Izove unless she has to count three, she has to have three more years in succession. That is the pshat of most Rishonim Hananya. And then some Rishonim say Hananya's din is just Rabbi Yeshua's din, Laila V'yein, Kili Shabbos V'yein. And the Rambam has another third pshat, but this is not our concern at this moment. But the Rambam says, "Chol shlishi liriyoso liyis b'yem aleide afilu kol ayim kuli b'sheifi ein ze yeledes b'zeif." So the Magnishne says, "Shash adin shekosaf rabbeinu poshtu shafilu yoldo b'likeishi v'tzar ein licho ein es godum aleide v'yefsha b'likeishi." In other words, suppose a woman, today, many women, you know, modern women don't want to have pain. They don't have the pain. So,
old-fashioned women don't want pain either.
Okay, so then...
Who wants pain? Yeah, who wants agony?
Yeah, so they go to the doctor, and then he puts them to sleep, whatever, and they have no pain. They have no pain. So the question is, and there is dam. Is it called considered damkeish in its toya? Or because there's no pain, it's shafi.
She doesn't feel anything.
Or since the dam it comes out in conjunction with the lady itself, that is always considered damkeish, whether she has pain or she doesn't have pain. So the Magnishne says, and the Ramban says the same thing. He says, "Ve'ein licho shafil yoldo belikeishi v'tzar." This is the lashon of the Ramban. "Ein licho ein es godl melede," because what's the gzeras hakosuf that damkeishi is toya? Hakosuf damkeishi, the dam that is discharged in pain. So then is toya? No. Only. In other words, zivo machmas atzmo v'loy domo machmas atzmo v'loy domo machas vlodo. So if it is b'sheifi, then it's not machmas vlodo. But if it is b'keishi, it's machmas vlodo. But when the dam comes out at the lady itself, then it's certainly machmas vlodo. Pain, not pain. The important thing is not pain or comfort. If the dam comes out before the lady, so then we say, if it's bikeishi, then it's considered domo machmas lady. Domo machmas asmo domo machmas lady. But if it is in comfort, and it's comfort, and it's a considerable time before the lady. So then we say the dam is not machmas vlodo. The dam is not machmas vlodo if she has a riyas dam in comfort. So it's not machmas vlodo, because when a woman bleeds on account of birth, then she has a lot of pain. A lot of pain. But and if she doesn't have pain, so it's a raya that it's not machmas vlodo. It's not machmas vlodo. So the Gzeras HaKosuf is not that dam keishi, dam that is discharged together with pain. So is toya. No, domo machmas vlodo is toya. But if it's in pain, that's a raya, then it's a raya that is machmas lodo. If it's in comfort, it's a raya, it's not machmas lodo. It's not. But suppose she bleeds at the time of the birth itself, so pain or no pain, that's certainly machmas lodo. That's what the Ramban says, and that seems to be like in the Vaposhut. And the Ritva also said.
So Abdul was talking about the was some lady than them.
Why?
And the lady was without them. And the Gemara number 8, Lamed the bottom of the days.
No, so Ramban says that the Gemara can have reference, even according to the Mandoma, that in Psichas HaKeva B'loi Dam. So it's still the Yimeleide Arele, according to Ravi. But of course, that day of the lady, when she had Dam, that day will not be Eile, but the other 6 days or the other 13 days, let's see, my list cave, will be Eile. But I mean, that day of the lady when she had Dam. So if we say, Eim Psich Sakeva lay Dam, so that doesn't mean that she has to bleed every day, just the day of the lady. At the time of the lady, there has to be bleeding. So that day will not be Eile. But the other days of the Tumas Leide, the other 6 days, the other 13 days will be Eile. But Teisves is Chelik. And the Ramban and the Magid Mishneh say, why isn't it Teisves? Why is it Toya? Why is it Toya? Because even though Kolayim B'Sheifi, so it's not... So is Dam Sheifi. The answer is, when do we say Dam Sheifi is Tomei Bimei Zive? If it is not at the time of the lady, but before the lady. A considerable time before the lady. So then we say, if he had no pain, so it's a raya that the Dam is not Machmas Lodo. No. But if the Dam comes out, if she bleeds, because of the lady, the time of the lady, it's certainly machas lodo. So, in other words, all the women, you know, who give birth without pain, so that time is toya. If it's meziva, of course, if it's meziva, so then it's tome. It's tome. But if it's meziva, so it's toya. According to the Rambam, according to the Rashbo, according to the Ritvo, but so the Ramban and the Rambam. Both agree, the Ramban and the Rambam agree, that the dam that is discharged at the lady, so is is not Caesar Zaynikim. But Ramban says it's not Caesar Zaynikim, but that day is not Eile because it's not Noki. The Shittas Ramban is that that day itself is Eile. That day itself is Eile. Okay. The Rambam says, one second please. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Milchasi, so repeat Aloch Yud, Zovo Sheposak Zoivo, Vizchilo Limnei Shivo Yom Nikim. Ubolo damkeishi biseich yomim nikim, eini seisea, vimea keishi, which is so dam, elim limi and zayin. So kosvarai bezal, ze shibush, shedam akeishi eini seisea vein eile. But the Rambam shite is it's even eile also. But the Rambam and the Ramban agree that it's not Caesar all the Zaynikim because it's Doya. And even if it is Bishefi, below Tzah. But what difference does it make whether it's Bishefi or Bitzah? The Nafkimine is if the discharge of Dam comes before the lady. For the lady, a considerable time before the lady. So then, if it's in comfort, so it's Tzaraye. It's not Machmas Vlodo because had it been Machmas Vlodo, she would have paid. Everybody knows, but if the discharge of dam takes place at the lady, so of course it's machmas vlodo. So even if it's bishefi, so it's still toya because doma machmas atzmo v'lo doma machmas vlodo. So the sitri tare, the simen kuf tzadik, sitri tare, the simen kuf tzadik dalet. So he mentions a raya from this tasteless and another tasteless that is chilek and the Ramban and the Rambam. In other words, tasteless shite is that if it is there is that if there is dam bishefi at the time of the lady itself, since it's bishefi,
it's so
some mele it is heisa. So it's Tama. The Ramban says, what difference does it make whether it's in pain or in comfort? If the dam takes place before Lede, so then if it's in comfort, it's a raya, it's not Machmas Vlodo. It's not Machmas Vlodo. Because had it been Machmas Vlodo, she would have pain. But when the dam comes out at the time of the Lede, then it's certainly Machmas Vlodo. So in Melitz Doya, the Xerosakosuf is not Dam Bitsa is Toya. Dam Achmas Vlodo is Toya. Tsa or no Tsa. And there's the Shita of most Rishonim. But Tesis is Chelik. Vyesh Leima, and Tesis says, Di Rova Alibit Rav Minis Koma, Kiv Parishis, Vysova Def Shalip Sechasa, Keva Bli Dam, Do Koma Deinis Isas. All right.
Oh, only when there's no dam,
that's right.
Then it's not so sir. But if there's dam, then it's so sir.
We say so because it's b'shefi.
B'shefi.
All right, now I have to proceed with the Gemara. So. Again, Iboil, Maushital, Abayo Marin is the Seres Vinile, Rova Marin is the Seres Vinile, Omar of Minamino, Tanya Vahatita, אחרך על כולון, שלאיתום הוא מפסק את ביניהם, היא עמד בשלם אלה, היום מפסק את תומה, אלה עמד אין אלה, so then there is no continuous count of 7 days in succession. In other words, let's say, one day she saw dam, so that is not eile. So then she'll have to count one extra day, and it'll not be bitziruf continually. So afsikle leide, vabailam lach shalei tuma ziva mafsekne. Omarove minona aminilo. That it's eile itanya mizovo mizeva vlemiigo mizeva vlemiigo. והביום לא אכתון אחד מזיו ומניגו ולא יתישנה ולא ימלידו שו נעלה צינראי וירובה חיימן היא המגישלי מזיו ולידו שו הידיסטח הלידה תונה ניגו את הלידה אלי עמת מזיו ומניגו חיים וחיתאיר וחיתאיר הזיף מזיו ונפקה מזיו ולניגה so why do we need to soak him and one posi גבי זהב and one posi גבי Gabizove, Vabaye, Hono, we need to psukim. Hot bizav, hot bizove. Districh, Dikos of Rachmone bizav, Mishim Tame Beines, Avozoved Mitame Beines, Emeloi Trich, Vikos of Rachmone bizove, Mishim Tame Beries Gibiomim, Avozoved Mitame Beries Gibiomim, Emeloi Trich. Now let's see the Rach. Mizeivo visofro mizeivo vloiminigo kid mishetialo mizeivo simeres miad vito vikob mlizivoso even though she was not niter as yet from the tzoraas vos tita militami beelo vafu minigas vlitzrich alam tinache tita rafnigo one could say since she's also tome from the nega so she cannot be toya from the Tumazive until she's cured from the Tumas Nege as well. So there's a girl Sakosov no. Viloimilidoso, Kiv Mishetuar, Mizeivo, Siferes Miad, Vinitzricholam, Tinachiav, Uimilidoso, Alme, Yoldem Mesvira, Inisiseres Vele, she doesn't have. So she doesn't have there to. So you see that it's not Seisa. So what did he say? So Abaye says, no, we don't darshin mizeivo veloim lidoso, because in Ochname she has to in order to count as Ainikin, so she has to wait first until the lady they expire, and then she has count as Ainikin. In other words, we are not geiris mizeivo lidoso. V'rove haimai I amre te bishleime mizeivo lidoso aridisli lady noket niga ton niga adaleve eli amre mizeivo veloim nigo. So why do we need a pasuk? Rove says, on the contrary, it's impossible to say that the whole zeros akos of mizeivo is to tell us mizeivo loinigo, not mizeivo loidoso, because as far as nigo is nega is concerned, so we have zeros akos of gabizav. Izav also has to count zainikim, and there we are. Have a look at the tiv de zav. Is also afflicted with Tumas Nega, so as soon as he is cured from the Zive, so he can start counting the Zainikim, and even though he still remains affected with the Nega, so he can be Nita from the Tumas Zive. So the same aloha should apply to his Zove. Why do the Torah have to say an exegesis a kosuf ligabi Zove that even if she was not cured from the Nega, so she still can be cured from the Tumazive, the same aloha that we have Gabizov. So if we say that lady, so he says, so if we say that it's Eile, that it's Eilelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel posik is necessary to tell us that Yisrael is Einiki. And it also mentions another din which is true, even though the other din we know without the Zasakosov. But if you say that the din is not like that, and we are not geiris mi zeiva v'loy melidoso, so the whole din is, the whole Zasakosov is to tell us mi zeiva v'loy minigo. Why do we need the next pasuk? We have it gabizav. So Abaye says no. The fact that we have exos hakosu gabizav does not necessarily mean the same aloha applies to zav. So he says, "V'echabay chad v'chad zav." It's ridiculous. Rachmona b'zei mishum d'mitam yebeines. So mele it's not so homo. So that's why he can be nita from the tumazive, even though he still remains affected with tumas nege. Aval zoved that is more chomod mitay beines in aloy. So she, I could say, she couldn't become nita from the tumazive if she was still affected with tumas nega. Because rachmona b'zoved shum tam v'riesk miyomi. So really it's not so homo. Aval zavd in tam v'riesk miyomi. Even on the same day, 3 riyas, 2 riyas, 3 riyas. He has to count Zainikim, some mele, it's more homo. So, some mele, I could say, Aizav could not become Nita from the Tumas Zive if he still remains affected to the Tumas Nega. So, Rashi explains what's the aloche by Zav, what's the aloche by Zov. Zov mitame bein bisholish shriyas bi mechot, bein bisholish shriyas bi million ritzufim. Is Avi men, if he has Ive, even if he has on the same day, on Sunday, let's say, at 7 o'clock he has one Rie, at 8 o'clock he has another Rie, at 9 o'clock he has another Rie, so he's Mechuyev to count Zainikim and to bring Ikom. But Izove is only Mechuyev to count Zainikim if she has 3 Ries on 3 successive days. Aval Zove in Mitamel, B'Shlish Yomim, Zachsi Bo Yomim, B'Berakame, Bobokame Mabin and Zavlion Nikim. Oh yeah, alright, now. Omar Abaye Minoa Minolo that Yimlede Shein Reben is Einen Eile Lisfira Zivosa. Ditanye Dvoso Titmo Lirabi is a Bela. In other words, a Bela Sanido is also Tome Shivas Yomim, like the Nido herself. Dvoso Titmo Lirabi is Esalelis, because I could say, since the Torah mentions Yomim, some mele only the days, not the nights. So the Rabbi Esalelis, Dvoso Titmo, the Rabbi is Esayildes, Bizeiv, Shetzricho, Sheteshe, Shivonikim. So there's the Osakosu that if a woman is Yildes, Bizeiv, so she has to count 7 clean days. Is my love, Nikim, the lady? Lai lav nikim milede. So in other words, actually, every yildes, even if she's not yildes bizeif, she has to count 7 days anyway. Even a yildes zocho, a yildes nikim has to count 14 days. So what's the purpose of telling us if she's yildes bizeif, then she has to count zainikim? She has to count at least 7 days, and sometimes even 14 days. Some mele, she's counting Nikim. So what's the purpose of the Zakos to tell us that the Zainikim have to be counted after, over and above the period of the Yimeleide? Because Yimeleidoso in an Eilu Sfira Zivoso even Shin Rebe. That's what Abaye says. So my love Nikim Lede. So Gemara says, Loi Midam. But he tells us, because in other words, suppose in the Yimilede she did Sidam. So then she'll have to count 7 days after the expiration of the Yimilede. But if she didn't see Dam, so then the 7 days can be included in the Yimalayla itself.
After the Yimalayla means after the Tame Yimalayla.
After the 7 or the 14 days expire.
Aha, I see.
But, all right. Nikim Leida Shalite Leida Binem, the Afra Gabla Chazik and the Chazidom, the Ho, the Meleide Tmei Meledam. Now, Vyam Rabaye Minoa Minalo, that you Meleide Shinerea Ben is ainly Sirazivoso, the Tanya Kimeni Doso, Kach Yimeli Doso. Magimi, because the Torah says Kimeni Doso. So we learn out Kimeini doso kach yimeili doso. Why is he nide in ruin lizive? Why is he nide not ruin lizive now? Because it's yefshar any other way. Because every woman has a cycle of yimeinide and there's a cycle of yimeizive. Has a cycle of yimeizive. So when a woman establishes a period, so then she starts the cycles of Yemenide and Mezive. So when, let's say, a young girl, when she begins to establish a period, so that starts the Yemenide, 7 days. And then the 11 days after the Yemenide, so are considered Yemezive. And then the 7 days after the 11 days are Yemenide. Then the 11 days after the second cycle of 7 days is Mezive again. According, here we have a basic machlekes between the Rambam and all the other Rishim. Actually, the Rambam is a Yochid. Only one Miri. So in the Miri, the Astiris. There is a Miri in one Misechte that agrees with this Rambam, and another Misechte where he agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. But Rishenim refer to it as the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. But all the other Rishenim agree with the Rambam, and the Rambam Shita is very difficult. From this Gemara, from other Gemaras, Gemara Neirachon, and this Gemara. There are many rayas, and then there is another raya from the end of the Niskusim, the last daf, the Flametes. So there are many kashas against the Rambam. But the way the way it appears superficially, at least, the Rambam Shiti is that it is a straight chashim, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, straight chashim. Doesn't make any difference.
Who said that?
The Rambam. It says straight cheshbon. When a woman establishes a period, so then she establishes a period, so that starts the cycle of Yemenide. So in those 7 days, so it's Yemenide. And if she sees in those 7 days, she becomes a Nide. And then in the 11 days following the 7 days, then the 7 days following the first 11-day cycle is Yemenide. Then the 11 days following the second Yemenide cycle is Yemezive. In other words, so the first day when she starts seeing Dam is Yemenide. Then the 8th day until the 18th day is Yemezive, and then from the 19th day until the 25th day inclusive is Yemenide again, and then from the 26th day until the 36th day is Yemezive again. And then say that like this: it's an uninterrupted cheshbon, 7-11, 7-11. The Ramban says no, it's not an uninterrupted cheshbon. From 7-11, 7-11. So there are 2 points. 1 second, please. There are 2 points of issue between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11, 7-11. The Ramban shita is that only the 11 days following actual nidus are Yemei Zive, but not potential nidus. Only actual nidus, not potential nidus. In other words, let's say a woman starts seeing dam on the first, let's say, of Tisha. A certain year, first of Tisha. And then she sees dam on the first of Tisha, right? So really she becomes in Nida for 7 days. Then, on the 8th day, she sees dam again, so she becomes in Zavikton. On the 9th day, she sees dam again, she still is Zavikton. On the 8th day, she sees dam. On the 9th day, she sees dam. On the 10th day, she sees dam. She becomes Izovik daily. So here, why? Because the 8th and the 9th and the 10th follow actual nidus, because on the 1st of Tishrei she saw dam.
Right.
That was the first time she established a period. So Mele, 1 second. So she became an actual nidhi. An actual nidhi. So Mele, the 8th day is the first day of the 11 days following actual nidus, not just potential nidus. But suppose she saw dam on the first of Tishrei for the first time, so she became an actual nidus. And then she sees dam on the 8th day, and the 9th day, and the 10th day, she becomes a Zovik Dele. Zovik Dele. Then she becomes a Zovik Dele. So she has to count Zayniki. So she has to start counting the first day of the Zayniki, is the 11th of Tishrei, the 12th of Tishrei, the 13th of Tishrei, 14th of Tishrei, 15th of Tishrei, 16th of Tishrei, 17th of Tishrei, 17th of Tishrei. So then, there's the last day of the Zayniki. Suppose in the morning on the 17th of Tishrei, she makes a bdike, she's not clean. So it says, all the Zaynikim, so she has to start counting Zaynikim again. So in other words, the 8th, the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, so the 18th, the 19th, 20th of Tishrei is 3 days, 21st of Tishrei is 4 days, 22nd of Tishrei is 5 days, 23rd of Tishrei is six days, 24th of Tishrei is seven days. So suppose she sees dam on the 23rd of Tishrei. Does she become Izove? No. According to Rambam. 1 second, please let me finish it. So she doesn't become Izove, because once she becomes Izovek Dele, the Shita of the Ramban is that suspends the beginning of the Iminide until she'll have completed Zayniki. So there are 2 points of issue between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the Yudalef Yimei Zive only follow actual nidus, but not potential nidus. Not potential nidus. So according to the Ramban, in the case where a woman saw on the 8th and 9th and the 10th, so she became Izovek Dele, and that followed actual nidus, because she saw on the 1st of Tishrei for the first time, so that started the cycle of Yemei Nidei. And then the 8th day was the first day of the 11 days following actual nidus. She saw dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, so Mele she has to start counting. One second, Sivanikim, from the 11th of Tishrei till the 17th of Tishrei. But suppose on the 17th.
The 18th of Tishrei.
Please?
No, the 18th. The 7th from 11. 7 and 11 makes 18.
Why do you say it's 18? 7 days starting with 11th. So the last day of the 7 days is the 17th of Tishrei, not the 18th.
No, the 11th day she was tummy. The 11th day she was tummy. The 8th.
Please, Mr. Mikas, please. No. before you say something, please concentrate on what you are going to say. It's a plain cheshbon, plain arithmetic. If the first day of the Zayniki, Mr. Minkes, why do you have a habit to interrupt me before you hear? It's not good for you, said this habit. So the first day of the Zayniki is the 11th, the second day is the 12th, the third is the 13th, the fourth is the 14th, the fifth is the 15th, the sixth is the 16th, and the seventh is the 17th. So when the 17th day expires, 17th of Tishrei, so she will have completed the count of Zayniki, Kainiki. The 18th will be the last day of the Yidalad Yeim, of the Yalad Yeim that starts with the 8th. But here I am talking about Zaynikin that starts on the 11th. So the 17th. But so according to the Ramban, if she has a stira, let's say on the 7th day she sees Dam, and then she has to start counting Zayinikim again, so Mele, that suspends the beginning of the new cycle of Yiminide until she'll have completed Zayinikim. According to the Rambam, it's not suspended. It's Elam Tminoginaik, uninterrupted. It doesn't make any difference. So there are two points of issue. One point of issue between the Rambam and the Ramban is, according to the Rambam, so the 11 days, it doesn't have to be dafki 11 days following actual nidus, even potential nidus. According to the Ramban, only the 11 days following actual nidus, but not potential nidus. That's one. Machlekes. The other machlekes is, according to the Ramban, once she becomes his Ovigdele, so it suspends the beginning of the Yimeinide until she completes a count of seven Ekim. According to the Rambam, it doesn't suspend. Now let's see the Gemara. Ve'yom Rabbi, minoa minelo, that Yimei Lidoso Shein Reyeben is still in Einlin Lisfiras Voso Ditanye Kimei Nidoso. The Torah says Ligabe Yimei Lide, so it's Kimei Nidoso Titmo. So the Rosh is Kimei Nidoso Kach Yimei Lidoso Ma Yimei Nidoso Ein Ruin Lizive Vein Svirashive Elemen, just as Yimei Nide is not Troilizive. Why is it not Troilizive? Let's see in the Rashi. So that's like the Ramban Shite. Ma Yimei Nidoso in Rin Lizive Dein Zove Elachanide. Because when can how does Rashi say it? Like, explicitly, like the Ramban. So there's the sheet of all the Rishonim. The Ramban is actually Yochi. Because once she becomes in Zovek Dele, it suspends. The commencement of Yimeinide until she completes a count of Zayniki. Avonir have a hilkachli mishkachas Yimei Sviros of Yimeinide. The Lord Yimeinide may svire. So, because it's impossible to visualize. So when we say Magine Dosen Ruin Lizive, it's not a din. It's not real. Bimtzias, there couldn't be such a thing. It couldn't be such a thing because once she becomes a Zovek Dele, so it stops, it suspends
the commencement of Yimei, of the Yimei Nideh, until she'll have completed. So Yimei is Yimei Nideh, so Yimei Nideh, the Yisvira Shiva Eleman. Why is the Yisvira Shiva Eleman? Because it's not possible. We can't visualize. The Yisvira Shiva Eleman, af Yimei Nideh, so Yimei Nideh, the Yisvira Shiva Eleman. So it's Gemara Mefereshes, Neged HaRambam. What will the Rambam do with? And the other Gemaras, but let's just examine each Kashi against the Rambam by itself. The one Gemara, that's one Gemara. The other Stira against the Rambam is from that Flamites, in Nideh. And then the third Stira is the Gemara in Erech. So there are three Gemaras Mefereshes. Negative Rambam Shiva, but let's just consider this Gemara. So he says, "Firove." So it's the Brais and Freshes. The Afi Melidoso Shein Ruin Lizivo in Sfira Shiva Eilmet. Negative Rove. So the Rove Homane Reb Lezer. This Brais that says that the Melidoso Shein Ruin Lizira Lizive. In Sira Shiva Eleman, accords with Rebleza. The Omar Mistamandes Asim. Because Rebleza, the Gemara says that Gahon is Aynim et Aleph, according to Rebleza, so there is no aloche of Dovar Akeirim Ziveis Iseiseir. Dovar Amtam Iseiseir. Some Mele, you may lead there. Is also says, even if she didn't see that, because the lady itself is considered tummy, as if she had been profusing with that. So, Homane Rebleza, you don't have missed an amnesty, but then the Gemara Sikashi against the Braise. How does the Braise make the Alfuse? My many dosa in ruin is even. Is it a special access? A kosuf that Midoso is ruin Lizive, the Inspira Shiva element? We can't visualize such a situation. Because the halacha is that once she becomes a Zodik Dele, so it suspends the commencement of Yiminide until she will have counted. So how is a child to say Yiminidoso? So that he should be only Ziv. How did I have to say? The Yisvira Shiva Eilman. Yes, Eilman, not Eilman. We can't even visualize association. Masha'in ki Yimelidoso, that we can visualize. So it's a question of the Deen. So how can we learn out Efsha, Mishi Efsha? If you don't Efsha, Mishi Efsha, Omer Avar, Darbe, Barame, Reblezari, the Madonin Efsha, Mishi Efsha. Rebleza, I come Pesach, so Rebleza says that Pesach Beres cannot be bought with Moish Vashem. Why? We learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim could not have been bought with Moish Vashem because it didn't exist. There was no such thing. It was format and Torah. There was no such thing as Kesef Moish Vashem. So Lideris too, but the question, so Rabbi Kiva says, how can you learn out, Efsha, Mishi Efsha, Deiris is Efsha, and Shishayla is what Al-Pidin, you can do it. And there you couldn't visualize. So Reza holds, don't in Efsha, Mishi Efsha. So this price also accords with the view of Reza, the don't in Efsha, Mishi Efsha. So, Omer Abdachne, Barame, Rebelezeri, the Madon in Efsha, Mishi Efsha, the Rav Sheishe, Somar Al Korofi Kishon HaKosuv, and Rav Sheishe says that even Rabbi Akiva could agree with this Braise, because Rabbi Akiva is only Chilek in regard to Gzereshove, the Rebelezer learns out Gzereshove of Pesach Deiris from Pesach Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Akiva holds, if it's a Reshove, you cannot learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha. But Hekesh, even Rabbi Akiva is made. Omar, איך דה אמרה, אומר על הדר וברמי, אומר רב שיש עשר בלזר, נאמר דוני נפשע מי שיפשע, ורב פופו אומר על כוחו רכישנה כוסוב, נא לציל רש. אף אם אלי דה, הויל דידומה לימידה ואירוי מזיבה, כדי כמה, אלי דומה מחז לדוח נעמלי ינסירה מידה מלימידה, וליטלה בן ספירה שיבו, קרין עם יולדה ומסירה, הרגע סנאפי מלידוסו, שאין ראים באליזיבה, אין ספירה שיבו אלה מן, מסתנאמל ססרה, בכל שכו לסלקה, ככה נסיר לי בעינס ביזאפ, שניביר, מסיס ומלי בנאמה, אף עדת לגרמל ססרה, אם מלי בנאמה, כי יחד נסיר לי בעינס ביזאפ, שניגיר ביסייסה, שאין מלאי דנאמה, אם מלאי דנאמה, אף עדת לגרמל ססרה, תכי כמר ענו לרבונן דאמה, דבר שניגיר ביסייסה, אין מסיסר איזה אלה, וחידונים אפשר מי שיאפשר וחידונים אפשר מי שקולדה ואפשר הולד מסירה מי שיאפשר מלמיד את זה לאפשר וישנידה במסירה רב לזריד מסכס מנוחן יותר כתריאלית פסדרס מפסח מצרים של יובי אלו בן החול אומר לרב עקיבא וחידון נפשר מי שיאפשר מצרים הקצר הווה מייסה המייסה שני אבל דירס די כמויס מייסה שני נייס ונאי אומר לי אף על פי שאפשר ראי די לא ידינום לנו הקיש נע כוזר אפילו רב עקיבא המי מיד אין דונים כדי לשובה אבל הקיש
אין משיבין לה הקיש או כן הקורט אין לוי so anyway so here we have a גמורה מפורשס a גמורה מפורשס like the Ramban that once a woman becomes his Zovek Deile so then he suspends the commencement of the Minide until she'll have counted the Zayniki. Now, Teisves, you see, Teisves mentions here the little Teisves, the top Teisves. Vim Teima, Mayim Niduso Dein Ruin Lizive, because you can't even visualize it. Because of the Aloche, once a woman becomes a Zovek Deile, so that suspends the commencement of the Mezive, of the Minide, until she will have completed Zaynikim. So it's not Shayach. Vim Teima, but we see from the Gemore that even the Bshile Bosimen Oma, Yiminiduso Shinereben, Eilin Lisfira Zivoso. So as a matter of fact, some of the Achenim say that the Rambam Shiti is Itzukyes Achilkes. In other words, this Braise holds like the Rambam. But the other Braise, that in Mishile Bosimen, Yimei Niduso Shein Reye Ben, Eil Lisfira Zvosa. Hanekanta Itzimele. Itzimele Lisfira Zvosa. As a matter of fact, the Rambam pastens that Braise. But the Rambam doesn't accept Tesis Teres. V'yish l'ima, the Hosom Mayre B'zovek Tane, Shereye Yem Yudalef, the Yem Yudveiz, Have B'litchilas Nide Ve'elelo. So in other words, so Tesis makes a distinction. The Halocha, that once a woman becomes a Zovek Deile, the Halocha is once a woman, there are two kinds of Zoveks. There is a Zovek Tane, and there is Zovek Deile. Zovek Tane has to count one clean day, Shemar Tzinkin Egedei. Zovek Deile has to count Zaynikim. So the Aloch is only once a woman becomes Zovek Deile, that suspends the commencement of the Yemeinide until she has completed Zaynikim. But if a woman becomes Zovek Tane, it doesn't suspend the commencement of the Yemeinide. So Mimele, so the braise that says Yimini Doso Shein Reyeben Eilin Lisfira Zivoso has reference to Zovek Tane. What does it mean? Let's say a woman became on the first of Tishrei, she established a period the first time, so that started the first cycle of her Yimini. Then, when does the cycle, the first cycle of the Mezive begin? On the 8th of Tishrei. On the 8th of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei. So the 18th of Tishrei will mark the 11th day of the first cycle of the Yudalef Yeim Mimezive. Suppose on the 8th of Tishra she doesn't see Dam, on the 9th of Tishra she doesn't see Dam, on the 10th of Tishra she doesn't see Dam, on the 11th of Tishra she doesn't see Dam, on the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th of Tishra she doesn't see Dam. But on the 18th of Tishrei, which is the last day of the Yimei Zivah, she sees Dam. She sees Dam. So, the Hosom Meir Bizovek Tane, Shereye Yem Yudalef, the 11th day, the 18th of Tishrei, which is the 11th day, the last day of the first cycle of Yimei Zivah. So then, she becomes a Shemeres Yem. Because it's still Yimei Zivah. She saw Dam once, so she has to count one clean day. Which day does she have to observe as a clean day? The 19th. But the 19th is Yimei Zivah. And there it doesn't suspend. So we don't say she has that Yimei Zivah will only start with the 20th. Only when she became is of a daily, so the commencement of the cycle of Yeminide is suspended, but if she became Izavik Tane, so it's Ilm Kvinoginik. So Mele, she became Izavik Tane on the last day of the Yudalef Yem of Yimei Zivah, on the 18th of Tishrei in her case. So Mele, the 19th normally starts the cycle of Yeminide again, and even though it's Yeminide, if it's clean, so she can count it as Ishimera Shem Kenegadein. So in other words, there is no stira, there is no machlekes between this braise and Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis and the braise in Pirik Basimen Daf Nundalet Amid Aleph, because the braise Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis has reference to Zerik Dele. So by Zerub Dele, there is Aloch, as the Ramban says, that once a woman becomes a Zerub Dele, so the commencement of Yeminide is suspended until she has completed Zainikim. The Braise and Daf Mundalet has references of Ektane. When a woman becomes a Zerub Ektane, it does not suspend the commencement of the Yeminide until she'll have completed the count of one clean day. So it's Ilam Kiminoginik. She saw it on the 18th of Tishrei, which is the last day of the Yimei Zivah. This is the 11th day of the Yimei Zivah. So some Mele, she has to count. She can count the 19th of Tishrei as a clean day if it's clean. So there is no stir. So many Achim say, but that's Teisa Shite, and there's the Ramban Shite, that there is a basic difference between Izavik Tan and Izavik Dele, but the Rambam Shite is different. The Rambam holds there is no difference between Zavik Tan and Zavik Dele. Manifshach, if there is a loche that once a woman becomes a Zavik Dele, it suspends the commencement of the cycle of Yeminida until she'll have completed Zainikim. So Mele, the same way, if she becomes a Zavik Tane, it also suspends the commencement of Yeminide until she'll have counted one clean day. Of course, when she becomes a Zavik Dele, so he suspends for 7 days. But when she becomes a Zavik Tane, it suspends for 1 day. But the same Aloch applies, according to the Rambam. So Mele, there is a machlekes between this braise and the braise in Basimen. So the Rambam paskens like the braise in Basimen. And not like this halach. There's the teres that some give.
According to the Rambam, if she becomes a zav gadol in the next 3 days, Yimei Zivus.
Yeah.
And then comes Yimei Nida.
So so she'll be able to count Zayin Nikim in the Yemenide.
In the Yemenide, but whether Okay,
in other words, the Rambam doesn't pass like this price.
No, but I wonder what happens if she becomes a, she sees Dan, but then the Rishiv and the Kim. She saw on the 16th.
So to
day,
be Seisa, naturally. To be Seisa.
Seisa.
Like your regulars of a daily. What?
Is she still
a but the count, according, if she the count of the cycles she, will go on the top.
If she's a leader,
yeah,
the halacha is at the end of the 7 days, she's automatically mutter. At the end of the 7 days, she's
I understand, but here she's is of a daily.
No, she's a zavag daily, but yet the count, which is.
That's right. The Rambam
no, she's still Nishim in the key, no matter what.
Of course she needs him. That goes without saying, of course she needs him in the key. But the Rambam paskens just the reverse of what this Braise says. Yeah. The Braise says, "Ma'ayim v'nidoso in ruin lizive v'in sfira shive elemen," and the Rambam paskens, "Yimidoso is ruin lizive
v'in sfira
shive elemen." That's right. If it's clean,
it's the main leader. She counts as having the key, and the main leader. And here the Braise says she cannot become a leader.
Because the Rambam doesn't paskel like this Braise. He paskels like the Braise in Perek Bosimen. Let's see the Lashon Rambam. This is the most difficult Rambam, you know, in the Cheshbon of, because so many stiras. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchos Yisroel Bia, Halach Yud Aleph says, Yimei Lidoso, V'yimei Nidoso, Im Loiroasa Ben Dam, Hare Me'elin Lo Lisfira Shivas Niyikim, V'im Roasa Ben Dam, Einin Lo, Yimei Riyav Leiseisen Klayon. So he says, but if Loiroasa, V'yimei Nidoso, so it's Eilin Sadikim, but that is impossible. It's impossible according to this price, but according to the price in Basimil, it is possible. So this is the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they all say that price in Basimil is references of Ektane, and this price is also daily. But the Ramban does not agree with that. That's what they say. All right, yeah. However, there are other kashes against the Ramban. So the
Rambam learns over there that it's a pash, it's talking about any leader.
What is that?
The Rambam learns over there, doesn't
matter. Nadav kizovik tane.
There's
a machlik is a bright.
How did learn Chan the price is also told in the machlik? No, the Rambam learns it has to be only a zovik tane.
That's right, yeah. The price certainly deals with zovik tane. But the Rambam shita is, it doesn't make any difference, zovik tane or zovik daily. But the other Rishayim say there is a difference. Now, but there are other kashes against the Rambam. But that's the teretz by many achrenim. That's the teretz. The Rambam holds it's a machlekes asukis, machlekes abayis. The Chaviz Das mentions a big chiddush. He says, he says that the Rambam, he puts a limitation on the Rambam Shiti. He asks another kashi. How can he say as follows? The Rambam is only chilek on the Ramban in regard to a woman who doesn't have a vested kavua. You know, there are certain women who don't have a vested kavua. They don't have a regular period. It's, you know, it. Every month it's different. She doesn't have a regular routine. So, according to the Ramban, so the same aloche that you may need is that mezive consists of only of the 11 days following actual nidus, not potential nidus. It applies even to every woman, even a woman who does not have a vesed kavua. The Ramban, in regard to a woman who has a vesed kavua, let's say she sees every 30th day, every 25th day, every 35th day, so then the Rambam is made that it cannot be an uninterrupted cheshbon. Why? Because the Torah calls Yimei Zive Beloi Eis Nidoso. Beloi Eis Nidoso. Actually, when a woman, let's say, sees Dan, let's say, when she begins, when she sees Dam in the 11 days following actual Nidus. So that's an irregular thing. It's not even normal. If a woman today, let's say, if a woman has the period, let's say, on the 1st of Tishrei, and then on the 8th, some women, they bleed one day, some women bleed 2 days when they have the period, some women bleed 3 days, some women bleed 4 days, many women bleed even 5 days, and there are some women who will bleed for 6 days, and there are some women who will bleed for 7 days. The Ramban says all that. It's not that I'm saying it. I'm, of course, this is confirmed by all doctors, but for a woman to bleed when she has the period for more than 7 days, that's abnormal. Not impossible. Of course it's possible. But it's abnormal. She has to consult a doctor. There is something wrong with her. Many women will bleed for 7 days. Usually most women will bleed for 3 or 5 days. But many women will bleed for 7 days. But not a normal woman will not bleed for 8 days when she has the period. If she does, so then there is something wrong with her. Of course, before a woman reaches menopause, so then it's very likely that she'll bleed for 20 days when she has the period. So, but that's not normal. But a regular woman, who is a normal woman, you know, who has no special condition, so then when she has the period, she can bleed maximum for 7 days. But if she bleeds on the 8th day too, then it's below Yeis Nidoso. The Ramban explains it. It's below Yeis Nidoso, it's not normal. What do you mean below Yeis Nidoso? It's not regular, it's abnormal, it's pathological. So, by definition, Yimei Zive means below Yeis Nidoso. So, Mimele, we couldn't say. So, in regard, Mimele, the Rambam, the Chavizda says, the Rambam will agree with the Ramban. Vis-a-vis a woman who has a regular period, so she has an Eis Nidoso. So, Mimele, there he'll agree with the Ramban that once a woman becomes his Zovigdele, and if a woman is in Zavidele, that's below Eis Nidoso, because it's not a normal phenomenon. A woman in good health and who has no special condition, has no sickness, will not bleed in the 11 days following actual Nidus. That's below Eis Nidoso, it's not normal. So Mimele, he suspends the commencement of the cycle of Yemenide. And cycle of Yemenide, that's Eis Nidoso. So in other words, that's a normal phenomenon until she's cured. So when is she cured? If after she became Izavidele, we chose that there is something wrong with her, she can count 7 clean days, then the cycle of Yemenide can commence, but until she completes, so the cycle of Yemenide cannot commence, because the cycle of Yemenide represents the Eis Nidoso, whereas the cycle of Yemezive represents the Lo Eis Nidoso, the abnormal situation. So briefly, the Chavizda says that vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so she has an Eis Nidoso and she has below Eis Nidoso. So the Rambam will agree with the Rambam. It's a terrific, Chiddush. One second, let me finish. So when is the Rambam Chilik and the Ramban vis-a-vis a woman who has no Veset Kavua? So that means that she's not a regular woman anyway. Because this itself, it's not abnormal. I mean, it's not like bleeding in the 11 days following actual nidus. There, it's really pathological. This is not pathological, but it's not 100% normal for a woman, even though there are so many women who don't have a regular period. But it's not 100% normal. Today, this is a fact. I mean, there are many more women who don't have a veset kavua than years ago. So that's
why
I bet.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because today's women are not so normal, you see, as years ago. They're not so natural. So mele, there are many more women. There are many more women who don't have a veset kavua. Years ago, so the average woman had a veset kavua. Veset shinigavua, you see from the Rishenim, you see, that a woman who has a veset shinigavua is not the average woman. Today, it's almost the average woman. They don't have a veset kavua. So the Chavizda says that vis-à-vis a woman who has a veset kavua, so she has a period of beis nidos and the period of beis nidos. So we may let the Rambam agrees with the Ramban that once a woman becomes a zavigdele, that means it's loya is nidoso. So the cycle of is nidoso is suspended until she becomes cured of the abnormal condition. What cures the abnormal condition? The fact that she can complete Zayinikim. But the Rambam Shiti is in regard to a woman who has a veset sheni kavua. So she's below his nidos all the time. But still there is aloche of yimeinidin mizive, even in regard to a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. So mimele, the Rambam says... The Rambam says, one second. The Rambam Shiti is, there is no difference between his zavaktan and zavakdele. Zavaktan. But the Braise in Daf Nun Daled has reference to a woman who does not have a veset kavua. So there, it's so it's lois nidos all the time. So mele there is an uninterrupted chashm 7-11. Mashenkin the Braise here has reference to a woman who has a veset kavua. So there the Rambam agrees with the Rambam.
That won't start.
That's what the Chavizda says. It's a remarkable Chiddush. Of course, Pashtus Halashon of the Rambam is not like that. But the Rambam is so difficult that this explains all the kashas against Rambam. Iboyalu, koshis or shleisha yom. Iboyalu, sofso mizeu mize. Sofso mizeu mize. Mal, rafrizda oma pneo, raphanine oma teo. In other words, the Mishnah says, she sofso mnatsav lenadam. So there the Mishnah spells it out. In the case where a woman has comfort from tzar, but not from dam, she keeps on bleeding, but she doesn't have pain. So then it's that. Then it's tummy. The question is, what if she suffers for 24 hours or little shabbiyei? That's another shaila. Not only from tzar, but she suffers from dam also. Let's say a woman saw dam, let's say on Sunday and on Monday and then on Tuesday for 24 hours she had no pain and she didn't bleed. And then after 24 hours she started
to bleed.
She started to bleed and she gave birth. So is she considered the letters b'zeiv or not? So in the case where she
suffered, how could she be a yoles b'zeiv? It has to be three consecutive days. This is not three consecutive.
All right. So in other words, she saw dam. She saw dam
Monday, Tuesday.
One second. She saw dam Monday and Tuesday. She saw dam one second. She saw dam on Monday and she saw dam on Tuesday. And then she saw dam Sunday and Monday and she saw dam. She saw dam Monday night. That's already the third day.
Oh, Monday after Shkia.
And then she had Chafee for 24 hours.
Oh, I see.
For that. And then she gave birth at 7 p.m. Tuesday night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the question is, now, 1 second. What? All right. So in the case of Shof Sob Natsar Veloimin Adam, so then the Mishnah says, spells it out, that she's a Yeledes B'Zeiv. Suppose she sofso minatzah huminadam. She saw dam, let's say, on Sunday, on Monday, and then Monday at 6:30, Monday night, 6:30 was already the Tuesday day, the third day. She also saw dam. And then from 6:30 to Monday night to 6:30
Tuesday night,
she had chafee. So then she's Yeledes B'Zeiv if she was Shofshom Natsar V'Limadam. Suppose from 6:30 p.m. Monday night till 6:30 p.m. Tuesday night, she was Shofshom Natsar U'Minadam. Is she Yeledes B'Zeiv or not? So on that point, there is a machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Hanina. Iboyelu sof sof mizeh umizeh mao. Rav Chisda omatmeo. Rav Hanina omateo. Now let's see the Rashi. Rav Chisda omatmeo doi kesheif.
Sheifer.
Yeah, because it comes from there. Rav Hanina omateo. Why? Rav Hanina has to be explained. Kiven di sof so afn adam. Igloye milse di dama keishi machmas vlados. Avol ki sofso minatsa vere dam. Igloye milse di mikame hoche have a chazye namibele keishi. In other words, of course, I don't know how to explain the Gemara according to Teisu Shite that the halacha of Damkeishi Toya depends upon the fact that it was coupled with pain. But I don't know how to explain. But according to all the other Rishenim, this is not a question of pain or comfort. In other words, Domo Machmas Asmul, Domo Machmas Vodo. But if the discharge of Dam is coupled with comfort, so it's a raya that it's not Machmas Vlad. So he's tummy. So the male Rav Hanina says as follows: in the case where sofso minadam and minatzar, kibn di sofso afnadam. Let's say in this case where she saw dam on Sunday and Monday, on Sunday morning, Monday morning, and then Monday. At 6:30 p.m., which is already Tuesday, she saw dam, and then at 7 o'clock she started to have comfort until 7 p.m. Tuesday night. So he says, and she didn't bleed either. Even the sofso after dam, she not only did she have comfort, but she didn't bleed for 24 hours, igloye milse di dama keishi machmas vlados. So it's a raya that the dama keishi is machmas vlados. Avol kisof som natsa avere dam, igloye milse di mikamo che avachazin amele keishi. It has to be explained, Rashi. I mean, I think it's very...
Sure,
one second, no, it's not sure. It's very simple. I mean, the pshat in the Rashi is very simple. That there's a cause of dam kishi toyer. It's not just a cause of dam in pain. It doesn't make any difference, pain or comfort. It means domo machmas atzmo v'dom machas vlodo. If the dam is discharged because of lady, then it's toyer. What does lady mean? Lady is not something that happens in one split second. Of course, we say what is considered neilad, if heitzireishi, or let's say, suppose the baby comes out the other way with the feet, so then yotzo rube. So that's the gmara lady. But lady is a process. The lady, when the baby is born, so the baby keeps on pushing down, and every time that the baby pushes down, so the mother has unbearable pain. So why do we say that it's, why do we say that when we say a woman is in labor, what does it mean in labor? That the baby is pushing down to complete the lady, to come out. So, but the pain might last for a long time. Why does it last for a long time? Let's say sometimes a woman has unbearable pain for 4 days until the baby is born. And sometimes she stays in the hospital for 2 days. What does it mean? Why does she stay in the hospital? She has unbearable pain and the baby keeps on dropping. And then it takes a long time. So when is it considered domo machas vlodo? If, why does a woman bleed when she gives birth? Because when the baby pushes down, so then it rubs against the walls of the uterus, so mainly it irritates the tissue, so it starts bleeding. Suppose you start rubbing very hard, one finger against the other. So then it'll start bleeding too. I mean,
it'll hurt.
That's right. It'll hurt and it'll start bleeding. It's a simple thing. Just start rubbing very hard for a long time. It'll start bleeding. It'll start bleeding. Here the baby pushes, and rubs against the walls of the uterus. So, first of all, it's painful. And then it irritates the tissue as the baby rubs against the wall of the uterus. When it pushes down, so after all, when the baby is in the upper chamber of the uterus, so there the baby has relatively large space, but it drops, so there is very little space, so it has to rub against the walls of the uterus, so the pain is unbearable and it irritates the tissue in the course of the pushing down, so then it bleeds. So doma machas lodo means if the dam is, if she bleeds because of the pushing by the baby, that's doma machas lodo,
and it's the tire.
That's tire. So Meila Rashi says like this: Rav Chanina Amatero, kivin di sof saft min adam igloye milse. Let's say she saw dam on Sunday morning, she saw dam on Monday morning, and then she saw dam at 6:30 Monday night, which is already the third day, which is Alpidin already Tuesday. So, and then after that, she had comfort till 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. So you did dam. And then at 7 p.m., she gave birth. At 7 p.m. Tuesday evening, she gave birth. So we say, kidding the soft soft in the dam, and for the 24 hours from 6:30 Monday till 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening. So she was soft from the dam and the natsar. So Igloy Mil said, the dam akeishi machmas lados. So it's a raye that the dam Hakeishi that she saw, let's say at 6:30, so that was Machmas Vlad. Why? Because what is domo machmas lodo? That means if the bleeding results from the rubbing in the course of the dropping, then it's domo machmas lodo, because dropping is part and parcel of the process of bleeding. Because what does later mean? Later means the emergence of the fetus from the mother's womb. How does the fetus emerge from mother's womb? By dropping down. It doesn't take place in 1 or 3 seconds. It can take place in the course of 48 hours. So that means every time that the baby drops, so that's part of the lady. The lady is completed when the head of the fetus emerges. But it's a process. So lady consists of all the steps in the dropping. From the moment it starts dropping from the upper chamber until it comes outside, that's part and parcel of the lady. But suppose the baby, drops to a certain point and then it stays there. But at that point, in the original place of the fetus, so he had ample space, so he didn't cause any rubbing against the wall of the uterus. But in the lower chamber of the uterus, there is narrow space, there isn't some melee. The baby, while staying in one position, might rub against the wall of the uterus. With not in the course of motion of the dropping. That is not considered a domo machmas lodo, according to Rav Hanini. Domo machmas lodo means a bleeding that results from the lady act. Lady consists in the steps of dropping. But when the bleeding takes place as a result of the pressure occasioned by the dropping, then it's lady. But when the bleeding takes place not because of any dropping, the baby doesn't drop, stays in one position. Let's say it might stay in one position. Let's say this is the uterus. And suppose at first the original place was here in the upper chamber of the uterus. And then it dropped to this point and then it stays in this position. But at this point there is very little space. Some melee, it presses the fetus, rubs against the wall of the uterus. So it irritates the tissue and it causes bleeding without dropping. So according to Rav Hanini, since the bleeding takes place as a result of rubbing in one spot without dropping, that's not lady. Lady consists in dropping, not in the bleeding that takes place as a result of the rubbing in one specific spot. So many times a woman can bleed and there is no dropping by the baby. No, there is no dropping by the baby. But why does it bleed? Because it's not in the original place in the upper chamber of the uterus where there is enough space. It's in a narrow place of the uterus. And there it's pressured, so it rubs against the wall. So it irritates the tissue. It tears the tissue, so it causes bleeding. So that according to Rav Hanini, there's the machlekes between Rav Hanini and Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, that's also machmas lodo. True that the bleeding is not taking place in the course of the motion of the fetus, because the fetus happens to stay for some time in one spot. But here, that's not the natural spot of the fetus. The natural spot of the feet is the original place was over here where there is ample space. And there it was not, it didn't rub against the wall. But here it's a very little space in the lower chamber of the uterus. So it rubs against the wall, but not in the course of dropping. Is that considered Machmas Leide or not? So Rav Hanina holds, Leide is only considered when the bleeding takes place in the course of the dropping. But if the bleeding takes place in the time when the fetus stays in one position, even though it causes bleeding because it's dochuk, so it rubs against the wall of the uterus and it irritates the tissue, that's not leide. That's not leide. Some melee, it's not domo machmas atzmo. This is what Rashi says. Rav Hanina omar teiro, chidin di sofsa, af min adam, chidin di sofsa, af min adam, igloye milse di dam hakeishi, machmas vladose, avon ki sofsa min atza, vereye dam, igloye milse di mikamed hoche, havechazye name gelekeishi. So in other words, if it's of some Adam also, so it's a raya, the dam akeishi, the dam that she saw Monday evening at 6:30, so is Mahmas Vladose. So how is it, you see, that at 6:30, so she saw that, and from 6:30 p.m. Monday till 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, she didn't see any dam, she didn't have any pain. Why is it? The answer is very simple. Because at 6:30, so there was dropping by the baby. Some melee, the bleeding took place as a result of the dropping. That's later. Why? I mean, later consists only in the final emergence of the baby. That's the Gemara later. The whole dropping from the upper chamber until it comes out, la'avir o'elom, is part and parcel of the later process. So, at 6:30, she bled and she had unbearable pain.